From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting another Asian nation takes action to prevent the spread of MERS. North Korea has ordered its diplomats and workers stationed in the Middle East to temporarily remain there as fears grow about Middle East respiratory syndrome, which has killed at least 24 people in South Korea. A South Korean official who asked to remain anonymous told VOA's Korean service that Pyongyang took the measure in an attempt to keep the virus from spreading into the north. North Koreans, he said, must have feared the spread considerably as their healthcare system is so vulnerable. So far, the travel restriction appears limited to the Middle East countries where the virus has been prevalent. Another South Korean official said it was not clear if the North banned its citizens from returning home from other countries. It is estimated that 50,000 North Korean laborers are working in 16 countries around the world. The World Health Organization, WHO, said it has not received any request for assistance to deal with MERS from the North. A spokesman for WHO, Christian Lindemeyer, said the UN agency was not informed of the North's travel restriction, adding the agency is against such a measure. The request comes on the day South Korea reported that there were no new MERS cases or deaths, and that gives support to its claim that the outbreak is slowing. Still, health officials are urging people to remain cautious, mainly in high-risk areas for the virus. At least 15 Somali police officers have been killed in a raid on a checkpoint in Afgoi, about 30 kilometers southwest of Mogadishu, that according to officials. Find out more about this and other stories on our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Religious and civil rights leaders across the United States were holding prayer vigils Saturday as the nation mourned the shooting deaths of 9 black men and women at the Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church in Charleston, South Carolina. In New York City, congregants gathered at one of the country's largest AME churches for a morning prayer service to be followed by a march and a rally. More than 3,000 people were expected to join that gathering. In Detroit, the local chapter of Reverend Al Sharpton's group, the National Action Network, was holding an interfaith gathering in response to the Charleston shooting. An interracial prayer service will also take place in Atlanta, a key city in the U.S. civil rights movement. The suspect in the mass shooting, 21-year-old Dylan Roof, a white man with a recent history of racist views, is being held in the Charleston County Jail, charged with 9 counts of murder and 1 count of criminal possession of a firearm. Speaking at the U.S. Conference of Mayors in San Francisco Friday, President Obama spoke for the first time about race in relation to these shootings. He said the apparent motivations of the shooter remind us that racism remains a blight we have to combat together.
We need a change in attitudes among everybody, lawful gun owners, those who are unfamiliar with guns. We have to have a conversation about it and fix this.
Mr. Obama said he is not willing to accept that regular mass shootings are the new normal in the United States, but he says he doubts Congress will move to change gun laws because of the influence the National Rifle Association wields with the lawmakers. A report from the State Department says that terrorist attacks worldwide rose by 35% last year, with an 81% increase in the number of deaths. In its annual assessment of terrorism, it said more than half of the terrorist attacks took place in 5 countries: Iraq, Syria, Nigeria, Pakistan, and Afghanistan. It also said the groups Islamic State and Boko Haram were responsible for a high number of exceptionally lethal attacks. The European Central Bank has agreed to increase emergency funding for Greek banks after their customers withdrew more than $4 billion in the past week. The additional ECB funding is reported to be up to $3.4 billion to keep Greek banks afloat only until Monday, when more funds may be needed, and as finance ministers of 19 Eurozone countries are expected to meet in Brussels. And the wait was a long one for the pizza, 18 hours, but this was an extraordinary pie, nearly a mile long. More than 60 of Italy's best pizza makers worked through the night to create the world's longest pizza at Milan's World Fair.
That's the latest world news from VOA.